past weekend was marked by tragedy in southern Texas. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about the spiritual warfare behind the attacks on the church. And then stay tuned to find out how believers can persist in being a witness, especially in the Muslim world. We're sharing news you can take to your knees in prayer. And we'll start with Sunday morning, where a small congregation in Sutherland Springs, Texas, gathered like they always did to worship God and study the Bible. But 12 hours later, that church and community is reeling after a shooting that left 4% of the town dead. And the outpouring of grief and demand for answers are dominating the discussions this week. Global Advance is a ministry that equips church leaders to shepherd their communities. Typically, their scope is in developing or creative access nations, but this attack hit close to home, right in their backyard. Founder David Shibley says,
"We also know that attacks against literal church buildings and places of worship, for Christians in particular, these attacks are increasing here and around the world. I believe it's part of a satanic scheme that seeks to intimidate us as Christian believers from living out our faith in public worship."
That it was also the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church wasn't lost on him. He urged believers to defy this aspect of terror and recognize it for what it is, spiritual warfare.
"We need to be sensitized in prayer, and we need to be sensitized in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. We are to overcome evil with good."
Next, it's exciting to think about the possibility of Bible translation being completed in our lifetime. But several decades ago, global translation had barely begun. Today, it's the key part of the Great Commission. One of the instigators of this movement was William Cameron Townsend, founder of Wycliffe USA. Christy Fries of Wycliffe says they're celebrating 75 years of groundbreaking work to get God's Word into every language. They've released a book called Till All Have Heard, which explores the history.
"It's just exciting to see the beginnings of Wycliffe and how they really looked at, you know, that vision. It was just unheard of at the time, and translation wasn't always popular."
Thousands of languages are still without a word of Scripture today. So what good does it do to look back while there's still so much work to be done?
I think Scripture tells us that we need to do that, that we need to celebrate the milestones and remember what God has done. And I think that this is how we can do that. We can look back on what God has done in these people's lives. You know, it's just good for us to have those reminders that God will provide.
To get your copy of the book, head to missionnews.org. And there are over 1,000 Muslim people groups in the world who don't have anyone sharing the gospel with them. Vision 5-9 is a network of over 180 mission organizations with a goal to reach the rest of the Muslim world for Christ by 2025. Vision 5-9 gathered 900 Christian leaders for the Abide and Bear Fruit consultation last month in Thailand. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says the consultation's message was this:
"In order to reach this monumental goal of engaging the rest of the Muslim world, we have to take a counterintuitive approach. We've got to be abiding, spending extravagant time with Jesus, being connected to Him. Only when we remain connected to Jesus can we bear fruit, can we make disciples in the Muslim world."
But to reach the Muslim world for Christ, the entire church needs to join the mission.
"There is this momentum, and I don't want to have us look back and say, wow, the first part of the 21st century, there were a number of Muslims that came into the kingdom, but it just sort of stalled because God's people just dropped it."
So whether it's through prayer, fasting, giving to missions, or going onto the mission field yourself, we can all do something to help advance the Great Commission in the Muslim world. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchanga Podaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.